Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Tim Brand with Many Hands for Haiti joins us on today's program to talk about the latest with operations on the island nation. And here we are approaching the end of the year. And actually, as we talk, you're about to head back to Haiti for Many Hands for Haiti work. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about what you'll be doing there and kind of how you'll be surveying the land, especially in this era of COVID and some of the work that's going on down there.
We praise God that right now it doesn't seem that COVID is greatly affecting Haiti. They've been protected a lot because there's just not much travel in and out of the country. Immune systems, I think, are a bit stronger down there, and they have generally a lower population. And so we have not seen the second surge of the outbreak yet, which we pray doesn't happen and doesn't continue there. So we are 100% up and running right now. Our schools are fully functioning. Our programs for our pregnant ladies are fully functioning. All of our first 1,000 days programs for children that are in the first 1,000 days of life is going. All of our pet cart distributions and servicing of all of our handicap carts are going, and all of our staff is back down there. So that's a real blessing to be able to see that up and running again during this time, just like everybody else, is what can you do, what can't you do? And as far as this trip goes, you know, we do our annual planning for the next year, 2021. And 2021 is going to be a big year for us. We are looking to launch a new campus down in Haiti, which this will allow us to work with another 150 to 200 families on a daily basis with children under the age of two. And so we'll be planning to get that all moving. And we also have a large agricultural initiative that's going to be continuing to go and build on the last couple of years of work. So we've got a lot of planning. And we're excited to see what we can get done in 2021, because 2020 has been, you know, it's been a pause year, but yet we've been able to get a lot done, even despite of COVID.
Well, and it's fascinating for me because you and I talk about some of your trip sometimes even off the microphone about what it's like to live life in Pella so many months and to see the community, especially this year, have all the changes that happened. What's it like for you just each time you go and to see maybe old friends, especially those that you help in Haiti, and see them grow up and to kind of see the landscape change so often? Because, you know, I think that's interesting perspective for our listeners. Every time we talk about how Haiti is not only a long distance away, it's often a different world entirely in that realm. What's it like for you each time that you make this trip and especially this year with all the different things that have changed in 2020?
Yeah, I appreciate that question, Andrew. And what I tell people is yeah, I straddle two worlds that are very different. And so part of my role is, I believe, is to be a bridge that I can hold on one hand this world that I see in Haiti, and the other hand, the world that I see back here. And a bridge is something that gets walked on. And so if I can allow people to walk through me, on me sometimes, but hopefully with me, to these areas to be able to experience each other, that's a good thing. And so it is, it's a completely different area. And so we've got students now and people that I've seen grow up. I mean, I've been going there since 1998. So I've got people literally that I saw as young children now that are in college or that are older. And even our kids, you know, when we started our initiative for our Love in Action, which is to really, really be intense in these children's lives from the ages of 0 to 2, those kids now are in first and second grade, and the change we're seeing in them is just huge. So for me, it's a bit of a shift. I got to shift my mind a little bit of okay, I'm back into Haiti. So what am I looking at? The eyes that I see, and vice versa. When I come home, is there's always that little bit of, okay, what's happening here? Now, the weird thing is the political unrest and the civil unrest that we've seen in the United States. You know, I've been dealing with that in Haiti for over a decade. So to see that come back the States is frankly, it was disheartening, because you're like, man, I see that all the time in places like Haiti, and that's not where we want to go. But then to see that happen in our backyard, it's just disheartening, because I know what that can lead to. And it doesn't end well for a lot of people. And so I pray that, again, as a country, we can hopefully unite now that some of these things that have caused some issues and be able to make some forward progress, particularly around some racial issues that, again, we deal with in Haiti all the time.
Well, and we're approaching the end of the year, and you're a nonprofit organization that really relies on the generosity of those of us here stateside and those of us here in Pella, Iowa in particular. to be able to, as you would say, bless these people who have gone through so much difficulty and so much strife in a country that is often referred to as the poorest in the world. When people consider, especially at the end of the year, with especially with the CARES Act and some of those enhancements, you know, what does a donation mean to you, and what are some of your initiatives you typically hold in December to raise some funds, raise some support, and try to get some desperately needed help down to Haiti?
Yeah, what people, again, don't realize is, you know, when we have things like COVID, we do have governments and agencies and churches and support groups that will step in. You know, in this community, we have The Well, and we have other outreach, and we got stimulus checks from our government, and we got unemployment benefits for our staff and that kind of thing. And there is none of that in Haiti. And so in our communities, we are that support system. We are the area that people go to help. We are the first call, and we're usually the last call because there is no other call. And so, you know, through this time, I mean, just during the first couple of weeks of COVID, I mean, we gave out 22 tons of food. We distributed 1,800 masks. We did 60 hand washing stations. You know, we're over, well over 40, 50 tons of food now that we've distributed since COVID has happened. And so we are that outreach for people to be able to do the basic things like feed their families and build their homes and to have jobs and to get paid. And when they're tough times, when they have emergency situations, to be able to generously give them something to help them through this time. And so right now we have an alternative gifting campaign called Give Joy. There's a catalog and online catalog that's available. And again, you can go in and choose, do you want to buy a goat for a family, put a cement floor in, sponsor a student, go to school, equip a classroom, be able to provide a pet cart, you know, a distribution to someone that's physically handicapped, put a garden in someone's home, you know, all those alternative gifts that then we in turn bring those down to Haiti and supply that for, we touch 15,000 people a year. And so it's a big, big thing. And this is a big thing for us because nonprofits right now, we're hurting. There isn't a nonprofit that I've talked to that the general budget is not down. And we're down somewhere between 20 to 30% as far as our overall giving this year, because people, I get it, just there's not quite as affluent and it's a little bit uncertain. And so again, we super appreciative of all the people that have give, and we would love to see people be generous, because generosity begets more generosity. The more generous you are, the more generosity that I believe flows out of you and flows to you from others. And so we want to be generous to other people.
Part of our conversation today was sparked by some recent recognition for you and for Many Hands for Haiti. I think you were named one of the City View Business Journal's 20 from 2020 for the many years of work that you've done for Many Hands for Haiti. I know you're a pretty humble guy, but I imagine it has to feel good to continue to see the work that you're doing in Haiti get some recognition, and hopefully you're able to spread that message, I imagine, a little bit more of what you are doing and the work that you're doing to not only help people, but to really transform lives.
Yeah, it's tumbling for sure. I mean, to see yourself, you know, next to people like Van Harden and some of the leaders that they named in there, it's not something that was expected, I guess, when I started this. But I am appreciative of the organization. And I do think it just goes to show the team that is behind what's happening. The work that we've done in the Des Moines area through the stores, we run thrift stores, it's tremendous. The local impact that we're having there in places like Spencer, and then you turn around and see the work we're doing in Haiti. It really is something. And I credit just the team. We've got such great people, such great donors and graciousness, and people in the Pella community in general. Man, the giving that we receive is really special. And so I'm thankful for all the people that made this possible, because whenever you see something like this, there's so many different people that you're standing on the shoulders of those that lifted you up to that point. And I'm no different on that. And so it's humbling to be able to recognize that way. But I in turn look at it and say thank you to all the people that made that possible, because we completely run off of donations and generosity of others. And so again, we in turn want to take that and bless people with it. So hopefully with this, that allows us to do that in a bigger fashion.
Once again, that was executive leader and founder of Many Hands for Haiti, Tim Brand. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAcableHouse.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.